You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to our guy, Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network analyst. Jerry, how are you this morning?
Hey, Jerry.
Very good. Good morning, guys.
It's fascinating to watch the Big Ten these days and to see yet another huge game for Michigan, a very important game for Michigan. You start talking about the job that Jim Harbaugh has done and the improvement of the offensive line and of the quarterback. And this begins a run here where they've got Wisconsin, Michigan State, a bye week, and Penn State. And that will determine their season. This, the beginning with Wisconsin, a big challenge. This will determine whether or not they end up having the kind of season that we thought they might. Really an important start for them and a big push.
Yeah, this is probably, I guess, we always do this. Maybe the biggest game so far in Jim Harbaugh's program at Michigan. I mean, it's year four. We all know it's been 3-3-4 in the East Division. Wisconsin's not as good as predicted going into the season. They were beat by an average BYU team. It's at Michigan.
Right.
I mean, the thing lines up in such a way where if Michigan doesn't win the game, I think people start thinking maybe a little different than the patient way they've been thinking for the first 3 years.
You know, Jerry, I don't know what to make of Northwestern. I look at them, and if you eliminated September almost every year, it's a different team when the calendar flips to October for whatever reason. They did it again up at Michigan State. They go on the road. Clayton Thorson has one of those games, 373 yards, three touchdowns. They did not, they led at halftime. It got away from them, but they came back this time, and they win a game on the road that in a difficult environment against a ranked team. Now they have Nebraska coming home. It's one of those games you expect they should win, but you just don't. Do you trust this team moving forward?
Well, David, I think this is who they are. I mean, they've done this before. Every year we say they're going to challenge for the West, and I guess they actually could the way the season has turned out. This is who they are, I think. I mean, they're a team with good talent, not as talented as a lot of the teams in the conference. They lose some games they shouldn't lose, and then they win games they're not supposed to win. I do think this. I mean, the first two touchdowns by Northwestern, one was a just flat-out busted coverage by Michigan State that the three of us could have thrown a completion if we could reach the guy. He was so wide open. And the second one was a great throw by Thorson and a great catch in the man coverage. And so other than that, I think they had single-digit rushing. I mean, so they're still struggling. The only difference this year is that, they've had the injuries. Clayton was late and they lose Jackson and all that. But, has this not become fairly predictable? Oh, let me say this. Has this not become not surprising?
Right.
I mean, this is kind of who they are. They play really hard and they're solid and all that. They're just not the team that, after so many years in the West that would be knocking on the door to win the West. And yet we go into this weekend and theoretically they could win the West.
After the Northwestern victory over Michigan State, we're down to four ranked teams in the Big Ten, and it feels as if there is only one team, Ohio State, that you would say is going to be part of the football playoff at the end of the year. I'm very curious, Jerry, when you look at the overview of college football, if indeed Notre Dame, and they're through the meat of their schedule, if indeed they end up in the college playoff, and there is an argument to be made that if by the time they get there, they could have a better resume than Clemson, for instance. If indeed they get in, does that change the system? I know you're not a fan of expanding it, but if there are that many conferences left out, wouldn't it almost be inevitable that something would have to happen?
Yeah, I think along those lines, Mully, what could change it maybe to six, and you're right, I'm against it, but what could change it to six is if conference champions continue to be left out, right? If Ohio State doesn't get in. I mean, Ohio State clearly has the best path in the Big Ten. If Penn State wins out, they have a path. If Michigan wins out, they certainly have a path. I mean, if Michigan wins out, including the Big Ten Championship, they're going to be in. Penn State, maybe not so much. Ohio State, yes, for sure. But you look at what's going on in the Pac-12 and the Big 12. You know, if this becomes a two SEC champion in two SEC teams in the four, and Notre Dame in the four, who's an independent, and then room for only one more conference, then I think you're going to see this thing change. You're probably going to see it go to six. We're part of the way you get in is to win your conference champion. I don't think they can continue to leave these conference champions out because the schedules aren't even. Not everyone's playing the same amount of games. Not everyone has the same amount of non-conference rules or conference rules. So if we continue to leave conference champions out and put two in from the ACC and one independent in, I think the thing might change.
So that leads you, a Notre Dame alum, to be cheering against the Irish if you don't want an expansion.
No, I don't know.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Maybe not.
Would you go to law school over the weekend?
This segment with Jerry DiNardo is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. You know, Jerry, I wanted to compliment you. I thought that your pregame segment with Urban Meyer on the Big Ten Network Saturday was interesting. And your 100-yard walk that you do every week, which is really good stuff. And I watched that curiously, and I thought it was good stuff. And I wondered, because you were pretty candid when how Ohio State handled the domestic violence issue with Zach Smith, and I thought you were pretty honest. And I felt like, I wondered, as you were walking there, if Urban gave you any feedback on that. Was there any fallout that you had to address either before or after? And because I thought it was a real professionally done interview, and it was good stuff that you got out of him.
Well, thanks, David. That was a tough interview for me because of what I had said and what I feel. And if we could, I'd like to leave it at, we had a very, very, very honest conversation later in the day, a very private conversation where we both got to share a lot of things. And I'll leave it private because it would be unfair not to leave it private. But I have very strong feelings about what happened. I voiced them on the air. And I also had a very honest and frank conversation with Urban about how I felt. And I appreciate him not avoiding me after I was done with the walk, but getting together and allowing me to share my feelings.
Yeah,
so I appreciate everything you said, David. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I respect that because it was valuable information you got out of them during the walk. And it was, you know, Ohio State, then they go out and they take care of business. And this is a team that you guys talked about with the playoffs. They look like they're not going to get tested again until maybe Michigan. I mean, that quarterback had another great day.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me the most on the field, well, it's two things, the big plays on defense, but maybe even more, there's a run game. I mean, think about it. Dobbins' longest run against Indiana, which, by the way, guys, is one of the surprise teams of the country. I know no one pays all that much attention. But anyway, Dobbins had the longest run from scrimmage Dobbins had was 9 yards. The longest run Weber had was 21 yards. I mean, these are two great running backs. But I got to tell you, now Indiana's very good on defense. So we're better than I think most of us expected. So let's give Indiana credit. But Ohio State can't run the ball. And that is a problem. Not now, not the rest of the schedule. But when you know, if they're four and Alabama's one and they're playing one another, like they did a few years back, you know, not having a run game is a problem. Or if Ohio State's 2 or 3 and matched up with Clemson. So, again, we say this at the network all the time. We look at Ohio State differently than we look at everybody else because we expect so much. So when we say their run game's not very good, you know, we're nitpicking because we always look at it through the eyes of being in the college football playoff.
It's not a dangerous game for them this week. Obviously, they're hosting one of the, three winless teams left in the conference in Minnesota. But it's, you know, you got to avoid feeling like it's a bye week, right? Because you know how good you are and you know how bad they are. It just seems like not that they ever fall into these traps, but this is almost a trap game.
Right. But this is also old territory for Urban. He's been here in Florida. He's been here at Ohio State. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure he does a lot of different things, but this is one of Urban's strengths. So they very much may be watching more practice film this week as a staff and as a team than they're watching Minnesota tape. In other words, the focus is not Minnesota necessarily. It's ourselves. You know, where can we get better? What can we do? What's the practice tape look like? Usually you're splitting your time because you only have a certain amount of time by NCAA rule. And the kids now, they watch every game on their tablets and all that. So they can find out how good or how bad Minnesota is. And I think we know which they're trying to find out. So it's up to the coaches to take the emphasis off of the opponent, bring it back to ourselves. Why aren't we running the ball better, guys? Why can't we do it? It's not about, hey, with Minnesota, when it's second and one, you know, and the strong safety's creeping up, they're going to be in man coverage. The heck with all that stuff. Let's just make sure we block and we throw and we catch. And I think that's the way these coaches like Urban try to avoid these letdowns in weeks like today.
Real quick,
like this week.
Before we let you go, Jerry, Illinois ends its 13-game Big Ten losing streak. They get a great game out of A.J. Bush. Purdue this week. What do you think?
You know, I love this game just schematically because I love the science of the game. But, you know, Brown would throw it every down if he had to, and I think Illinois will run it every down if they had to. I got to tell you, David and Molly, I mean, I'm hanging in there with Illinois. I mean, I think this Rod Smith has changed that program. I give Lovey a lot of credit for hiring him. He's an NFL guy. He's a defensive guy. He had no offensive identity. Now he has an offensive identity. If their recruiting can get a little bit better, you know, I think it's going to be better in Champaign. I think Purdue will probably win this game. But anyone who's watching the tape, studying Illinois, they've been really bad. It was a train wreck when Lovey got there. They are getting better. And this is another chance to show that they're getting better. And they're not caught up with we're running the ball too much, the quarterback's running the ball. The heck with all that garbage when you're not any good. Well, you don't care what it looks like. You don't care if it's boring. You know, you care if you win when you go to Rutgers because it shows progress. And so this is another week for progress for both these programs. But I've been impressed with Illinois so far. I'm pulling for them.
Jerry, thanks a ton. Great catching up
thanks,
with
Jerry.
You.
All right, see you guys. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.